Fight the Ruling. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The White House firing back after a federal appeals court temporarily halted President Biden's student loan relief plan.
Candidates might be out on the campaign trail, but President Biden isn't joining any of them. Instead, he's enjoying the weekend at the beach. The federal appeals court in St. Louis blocked Biden's plan to repay those student loans. The White House releasing a statement, quote, "We will continue to move full speed ahead in our preparations in compliance with this order, and the administration will continue to fight Republicans and officials." Biden boasted he has reduced the deficit, but the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says 100% of that is due to the end of billions of dollars in COVID relief checks.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has been focusing recently on abortion rights.
So-called leaders would then deprive that individual of the ability to make decisions about their body going forward. It's immoral.
Harris in Minneapolis today talking about the many states which have enacted laws preventing abortion with no exception for rape or incest victims. Voters are already lining up to cast ballots for the closely watched governor and Senate races in Georgia.
Georgians are showing up to the polls in large numbers, and according to the Georgia Secretary of State office, those numbers are on pace with the turnout seen during the 2020 election. It shows that well over 500,000 people have already cast a ballot, with more than 90% of those votes coming in from in-person voters.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. Crowds turned out today in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Berlin in solidarity with protesters facing a violent crackdown in Iran. Those protests began after a 22-year-old woman died while in the custody of the country's morality police. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Reconstruction continues of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris 3.5 years after a devastating fire. Fox's Lauren Green reports.
The fire that nearly destroyed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was an international tragedy. April 15th, 2019, the unthinkable, the 1,000-year-old seat of French Catholicism and national pride, engulfed in flames. The spire falls. The 800-year-old trusses collapse. But nearly 4,000 miles away, a symbol of Notre Dame's resurrection from the ashes, as architectural students from Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., raise a full-sized replica they built of truss number 6, one of the massive roof supports in the cathedral's choir loft.
The cathedral is slated to reopen in 2024. Pasta company Barilla is getting into some hot water as two former customers allege false advertising.
Matthew Sinatra of San Francisco and Jessica Prost of Los Angeles want to represent a nationwide class action lawsuit against Barilla America, saying the company's been misleading consumers into thinking their products are made in Italy. Both plaintiffs in the case say they wouldn't have bought the products had they known the pastas were made in Iowa and New York. They argue authentic Italian products hold a certain prestige. Barilla's headquartered in Italy, and they're using the same machines to make pasta in Iowa as they do in Italy. The company filed a motion to dismiss, but a judge said the suit can go forward. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has challenged an election commission ruling disqualifying him from holding public office for 5 years. The commission says they found Khan illegally sold state gifts and concealed assets as premier. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.